Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Hell Yes Podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba. How is everyone doing today? I have so many updates for you guys. I'm so excited to be back, by the way. I took a little time off because I have entered my travel girl era. We'll get into that in a little bit. But work-life balance has not been the best. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I had an extreme anxious week leading up to my travels, and I just could not get myself to do anything other than just mentally prepare. That being said, I'm back. I'm feeling refreshed. I'm feeling excited, and I can't wait to chat with you guys. But before I get into the updates, I want to say this. It has been a year since I launched my podcast. I actually launched my first episode on April 2nd of last year, and we have completed an entire year with this amazing podcast, and I want to thank you guys so much. It has grown in a way that I am so proud of. This is literally my baby. I haven't really done anything super intense with my career since I started my YouTube channel. So this was something that was very exciting and new, and I was navigating it along with you guys. And I just find that it's just like the most rewarding experience to have content that I can create that shows a little bit more of a vulnerable and authentic side to me. Not that I wasn't showing that in my YouTube, but this is just a little bit more deeper, and I'm sharing more intimate things about my life with you guys. And it has just been such a beautiful experience. So I want to kind of walk into this next year, getting really excited about some of the changes that are going to be made to the podcast. And thank you so much to my podcast agency for getting me really excited about the visuals and possibly having guests in the future. So I'm really excited. Thank you so much for engaging with it, for rating it, for listening. It means the absolute world to me. Now let's get into some of the updates. So for those who don't already know this about me, I have not been on a plane in 11 years. I think it was a mixture of fear of flying. I also am deathly afraid of heights. And my family just doesn't travel. I was obligated to travel when I was in my teen years because my stepfather's parents lived in Florida. So I would go with them back and forth to Florida to visit them once a year. And that pretty much stopped for me when I turned, I want to say like 16 or 17. I skipped a particular trip, I remember. My parents were not happy about it, but I ended up staying home. And that was the last time I got on a plane. So it's been since I was 16 years old. I am 27. And I think that I was just not super eager about flying again because I think I had not such a great experience. It wasn't like a bad experience, but there was some issues with like a flight that I had, and it just caused me like a lot of stress and anxiety. And the further you get away from things that you fear, the harder it kind of is to face again. So I just kind of went so much time without traveling. And my best friend is getting married this year, and I was blessed enough to be asked to be a bridesmaid. And she was having an amazing bachelorette in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I've always wanted to go to the West Coast. So this was like the perfect time for me to do that. And I'm so grateful that I went. And I'm so grateful that she also traveled with me. As someone who is pretty anxious, I'm really happy that she was kind enough to kind of plan our flights together so that we were able to sit next to each other. And I didn't have to navigate that on my own. But it was just an amazing experience. And I have to say, like, I'm not afraid of flying the way that I was. When you get older and when you faced other things, you actually realize that some of the things that you fear are not as bad when you face them. And that is such an incredible feeling. Obviously, I was a little bit anxious leading up to takeoff, but I did it with ease. I flew with ease. I landed with ease. And I walked away saying, okay, like, that wasn't that bad. And you did it. And it kind of just like highlighted all of the things that I have faced in the past few years that I once feared immensely, like driving. I remember when I was, you know, with my ex-boyfriend, he drove us everywhere. So when we broke up, I feared driving on major highways. I feared driving long distance. And I ended up conquering that fear because I had no choice. And same goes with even just going to Manhattan. I was always fearful of, you know, navigating Manhattan and even driving there. And now I do that as well. So this was like the next thing that I faced, and it really was honestly totally fine. So I am so happy that I feel this way. And it just kind of proves that with time, you kind of outgrow limiting beliefs about yourself. And also you outgrow some of like your fears, and they become easier to navigate. So I just kind of wanted to put that out there for anybody who also has the same fear. Maybe you can be optimistic and try it out and see how it makes you feel in the moment. That being said, I did lose my voice in Arizona. What else is new? I always lose my voice anyways. That's not really a surprise. But we were day drinking, partying, living it up. The weather was beautiful. I definitely caught a little bit of a tan, and I just really enjoyed it. The people in Scottsdale are beautiful, like the women and the men. Everyone just looks so put together. I'm obsessed with like the entire vibe out there. I also tried In-N-Out for the first time. I'd rate it a solid 8.5 out of 10. I really liked it. It kind of was a more elevated version of McDonald's, and the fries were similar. I have heard that the fries at In-N-Out are not super raved about. I thought they were fine. I tried the animal fries. I had the classic cheeseburger. Loved it. 10 out of 10. Well, 8.5 out of 10. 10 out of 10 would be something super gourmet, but I really enjoyed it. If I ever do go back to the West Coast, I would love to try Jack in the Box and Del Taco as well, because they don't have that over here. That's the update. Had an amazing time in Scottsdale. Got to decompress. Unfortunately, when I got home, the audio that I had recorded for the episode that was supposed to come out this week ended up being like erased from my computer because my computer has been giving me problems for months now. I brought it to a computer repair guy. He cleaned it out, and then I lost like pretty much all my stuff. So unfortunately, that's what happened, but we are here. I'm re-recording this episode. I do not mind at all because now I can give you guys some updates. But yeah, that's pretty much what's been going on. I kind of had to regroup and recenter. The dogs stayed with my parents the entire time that I was away, and they kind of needed to also regroup, getting back into the swing of the routine here. I think that my dogs, because they've always had me, it was just high anxiety for them to just be somewhere else in a different environment. My parents also have two dogs, so it was a lot for them. We kind of are just getting settled in, and now I'm here recording this podcast. I'm so happy to be back. I hope you guys are happy that I am also back, and I'm really excited about the future of the episodes I have planned, and also just coming back to YouTube with some videos for you guys. I wanted to do an episode about positivity. I think that a lot of us are going through ruts. I kind of got out of one a few months ago. I'm feeling a lot better. I think seasonal depression is very real, and you kind of get in a rut. You start to like lose focus, and you feel like a little bit down. So I wanted to do an entire video about how to stay high vibe when life just isn't giving, and just kind of protecting your energy in the chaos. This is something that is really important to me, and it could be the littlest thing that like completely like alters my brain chemistry to where I'm feeling very down, very lethargic, I'm not super motivated, and I'm lacking in discipline. And I kind of want to discuss how I am not avoiding feeling it, but just kind of how I'm able to navigate it differently and choose a more aligned version of myself, even in the discomfort. I really don't want to ignore my feelings when I'm going through things. I find that the people who face their healing head on usually get over things quicker. It's those who bury themselves in a million tasks and avoid hurt that actually stay hurt longer. So for me, when I'm going through a moment of discomfort or my life just feels out of whack, or I'm just not super motivated, I like to address it and say, all right, girl, that's the season you're in. How can you make it a little bit better? And that allows me to really honor that low moment and not shame it. I think that high vibe really starts with honesty. You have to be honest with yourself. Am I taking on too many things? Am I, you know, maybe setting an expectation for myself that's a little bit out of reach during this time? Do I expect myself to get over things too quick? Am I maybe spreading myself too thin? There's a lot of things that can create this moment. Whether you just went through a breakup, you lost your job, you had a fight with your family or friends, you are going through a financial hurdle, you just don't feel super hot and sexy in your body, you're not super content with where you are with your goals. It could be a lot of things that are throwing this off for you. Honesty is the best policy. You will feel better when you address that it's happening rather than avoiding it. We are not trying to be perfect. We're trying to be more aligned. We're trying to be happier, and we're trying to get back to center. So that's the first thing that I do, is I address it by being honest with myself.
Hey
Having some sort of energy reset will really allow you to recenter and regroup in a healthy way. So of course, in the beginning, you want to acknowledge that something's going on, but then you need to shift how you choose to live after you've acknowledged it. When I notice that I'm going through something that is ruining my vibe and is making me feel not so great, I have to change certain things around me, and sometimes it's not super easy. Sometimes it requires me getting more rest. Sometimes it requires me taking a step back and setting boundaries with, you know, my managers or with my friends and family, to where I'm able to put a little bit more into my self-work and my self-care. I think that having some sort of like breathwork exercise or just moving your body and even just detoxing your digital world will allow you to reset in a completely different way. You are overwhelmed. You feel like you are constantly competing with your yesterday self. And it can feel very suffocating at times, especially when you're going through a low moment. I find that when it rains, it pours, especially in my life. So I'll be having a lot of high moments, right? Where I'm talking to a really great guy. My body is in great shape. I'm eating really great. Work is going well. I'm getting a lot of sponsorships, right? And then all of that comes crashing down in a few weeks. I start to drink too much again and I'm not eating as good. I maybe lost touch with that guy, or things kind of went in a way that I didn't want, or I have not been getting my steps in the way that I wanted to, and work is falling by the wayside. And I notice that those all happen at the same time, and it really contributes to my vibe being super low. So my energy resets are what keeps me grounded. Just doing little things every day. I'm not expecting myself to do 45 minutes cardio intense. No. Can I go outside and walk and take deep breaths? Put in my headphones, listen to a podcast. That's going to help me. I'm a listening learner. I love to listen to things to make me feel better. I love music. I love podcasts. I love motivational shows. That definitely improves my mood. So I make sure that I center my life around things that I can listen to that are healthy for this time. I'm not going to be consuming content around things that are negative or drama-filled or going to cause me any type of anxiety. That will just be bad for me. So I try to do things that boost my energy and make me feel better. Having a digital detox is actually going to improve yourself as well, because a lot of you guys are living in your phones and you're not actually present with yourself. So muting, blocking, logging off if need be, that is something that you really need to do during this time. I also think that light therapy is great, and just getting out and experiencing the sunlight. Listen, if you're going through a seasonal depression situation where you're coming out of it, it could be because you just have not been having enough vitamin D. Get outside, get some sunlight, do some light therapy. It goes a long way. It's going to really help you with your energy and your mood. So sleep, sunlight, walking, and surrounding yourself with positive things, that's the first step in really getting your vibe back. Now, I really do believe in taking responsibility for the things around you. And that kind of goes for the people and the spaces that you have. This is going to definitely determine how you are feeling when it pertains to your energy, how you can get your vibe back, and how you can navigate these rough times. Evaluate, are you around high vibe people or energy vampires? And I don't really like to put that much emphasis on energy vampires, because I think that we really need to take responsibility for how we allow people to show up in our lives. So if somebody is consuming a lot of us, how can we pull away in a healthy way that creates a boundary? How can we set better intentions for ourselves to where things are not going to feel like they can suck the life out of us? I love to surround myself with friends that make me feel good. So let's just say I'm going through a rough time, and I know that sitting in the house is only going to make me spiral and think about this thing over and over again. It could be a breakup. It could be something that has to do with money. It could have to do with work. It could have to do with a fight that I had with a person. Who knows, right? I love going out with a girlfriend, shooting the shit, having a beverage, and just enjoying the evening. It allows me to get my mind off that thing. So making sure that I'm surrounding myself with people who have good energy. If you and your friend are going through something at the same time, sometimes it can be hard to navigate that together. Now, of course, you can lean on each other during hard times, but I prefer being around people who, at the time that I'm going through something, they are not. so that when they are going through something, I can be there for them wholeheartedly. And that naturally happens in my friendships. Usually one friend is going through something and then the other friend is not. So we're able to really be there for each other. And really don't underestimate how important silence can be during this time. It can be really exhausting to constantly be talking in circles about the things that are hurting you, the things that are keeping you unhappy. I know sometimes they say to vent about it, and I do believe in that, but sometimes not venting is the move. Going out, enjoying yourself, living your life, silence is power. It's definitely going to allow you to feel your feels and allow you to navigate this journey in a way where you can be totally responsible for how you're feeling, shift your perspective, and move forward. The more I sit with myself about certain things, the easier they are to navigate solo. And that's not to say that I want to navigate everything in life solo, but I do think that it is important to know how. And it's important to be able to sit with yourself and work through things. It's a part of life. It's a part of healing. And it allows you to do it quicker. High vibe is contagious. I do think that building your uplifting ecosystem is something that I really want you guys to do, whether that's your home, your friends and family, where you work, where you spend your time. Whatever you can try to control, I would expect that you try a little bit harder to make it better for yourself during this time. That's what I like to do. I like to just kind of do an internal audit, like what is taking away from my happiness right now and how can I make it better? How can I make it easier to navigate? And how can I get back to my happy-go-lucky self? Because sometimes we could be having the most incredible experience with people and things, and we're wondering, well, why are we going through this? Why do we feel so low energy and low vibe? But it's because there's other things that you need to address. There's other things that you need to like sit with. And it just requires perspective shifts and just having a different outlook on life. Now, a huge theme in my life that has allowed me to reframe my thinking around a lot of my failures or sadness is I like to look at those as redirection or rest stops. I don't want to view going through a rough time, having a setback, having a moment of grief, having a moment of confusion as the end-all be-all to what it is, even though it can be just that and we can live in that space. Some setbacks can be longer than others. I rather view them as redirection. I rather view them as rest stops. Sometimes we're going for too long. We are tightly wound. We are stubborn. We don't allow ourselves to just sit with ourselves. You need to force rest during these times. You need to redirect your energy and reframe your thinking around it. It will change a lot in your life, and it will allow you to practice gratitude in a completely different way. I think that telling yourself affirmations will really get you through this time, and it actually allows you to boost your confidence. I think that a lot of the times people fear doing affirmations because they don't believe the things that are coming out of their mouth, but that's the point. We're supposed to say them until we do believe them. And that's something that I've been working on because there are some things that I do believe about myself because I've seen them happen. And then there's things that I'm still working on believing. So how I've been working on them is by saying them more. You can say an affirmation like, even in this, I am still worthy, or this isn't forever. I know how to self-soothe. I know how to redirect. I know how to find my passion. I know how to find my purpose. I know how to pick myself up. And these affirmations really allow you to believe in yourself and to know that no matter what, you're going to keep going and keep living and keep existing. And that this is not happening to you, it's happening for you. And anytime I've experienced a quote-unquote setback, it really did highlight something in my life that was missing or that needed to be addressed. And it really was the true definition of redirection. So that is something that I look forward to whenever I am experiencing any of this discomfort. I remind myself that it's not for nothing. It allows me to sit in my thoughts, understand what it's doing for me, and figure out what the next best possible steps for my life are. Now, I believe in rituals that allow you to align with a higher version of yourself. These rituals should be curated in your routine in a way that doesn't feel like work, but that feel like you're getting your power back, whether it's journaling or creating a morning and night routine and romanticizing little moments in your life. I really believe in doing shadow work. I do them with my consult calls. For those who don't know, I actually have my own consulting business where I'm helping women navigate their glow up journey. And I pretty much launched this business on my Instagram. So if you're interested in it, you can head over to there and I have an entire highlight dedicated to it. But essentially, I have found that doing shadow work allows you to dive deeper, and it also allows you to have a different perspective on life. Sometimes I think that something is bothering me when in reality, it's something completely different. Or sometimes I think that something is hurting more when in reality, that particular thing doesn't hurt. It's something else that's hidden that actually is hurting. So for me, I love to really dive deep, journal, document my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions, and the day. And it allows me to release without having pent up frustration. Whenever I get anxious or upset, I feel it in my chest. It feels very tense. It feels heavy and it feels never ending. It feels like this particular sensation is never going to go away. So when I have that sensation, I take a pen out, I take out my journal, and I start to write. And by the end of my journal prompt, I find that I feel like I released a little bit of that tension. So that's something that I've been doing recently whenever I'm going through any type of discomfort. I used to use my friends as a venting tool to try to find a way to have a ritual. And what I noticed was, depending on their reaction, it actually intensified my feelings more. I found that when they would kind of pander to my frustration, it would actually rile me up worse. So journaling has allowed me to release without having another person kind of commenting and making the situation worse than it already was. So that's kind of what I like to do. And it allows me to navigate my own struggles all on my own. Also, curating a morning and night routine, even if it's just a small one, this allows you to kind of recenter and regroup and gain control of your life. I like doing this because it allows me to switch up some things, whether it's, you know, I used to be someone who would wake up, make my bed, and head on out immediately, where now I am home for a little bit before I start my morning drive. I like to switch up little things in my routine that cater to this version of me. When I'm going through a low moment, I have a lot more slower mornings. I allow myself to just make some tea, journal, relax, meditate. I like to watch The Breakfast Club in the morning and just kind of see like what the news was of the day and things like that. That's kind of where I get my news from. I'm not a huge news person, but I am a pop culture girl. I'll take the dogs out, whatever, and then maybe go about my day. And that has really allowed me to create a ritual of alignment of just getting back to happiness. Also just romanticizing little things in my life, like taking a bath, you know, doing my night routine where I do like all of my skincare stuff. I even like to just light a candle and make myself like a cute little snack. That is something that really gets me back into a good headspace. So definitely create rituals for your more aligned self. It's really okay to go through this. Figuring out life is not the easiest thing. But the more that we navigate it, the easier it becomes. Staying high vibe isn't really about pretending. It's just about choosing yourself. And you need to figure out, okay, like what is working for me, what isn't. And sometimes going through these low moments allows you to really see how hard things are or how things are not working. And it allows you to switch things up and live a little differently and more intentionally. I have found that I will repeat the same thing over and over again, the same hardship, until I redirect and redefine what's going on. I will always repeat a pattern if I don't shift my mind around that pattern, if I don't create different rituals, if I don't create a better, more aligned self. So this is something that allows me to redirect, to sit with myself and figure out what's next. And sometimes even just being present and living in the moment is enough. You don't always need to have all of the answers right now. Honestly, guys, I go through hard times a lot, and I kind of want to share with you guys more about them when I do. After navigating a hard time, which I would say was like probably like maybe 2 months ago, what I learned from it was to slow down, to appreciate the moment, to appreciate what it teaches me, and to look forward to the future. It's really nice when you're going through a hard time to know that things do get better. And I know this for a fact because I've seen it happen in my own life. And I've seen it happen for others. So just stay optimistic. Giving up will never be the answer. Stay optimistic. Redefine what it looks like for you to be a person who navigates this type of discomfort. And understand that you are not perfect. Life is meant to have these obstacles and these hurdles, and you're not always supposed to have it all figured out. But take it from a girl who knows. The more that you try to get to know yourself and the more inquisitive you become, the better you can handle these moments. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode as much as I enjoyed making it. Please leave a review and, you know, star it, heart it, subscribe, whatever you have to do. That would mean the absolute world to me. I really enjoyed talking with you guys today, and I can't wait to chat with you guys again soon. Love you guys so much. Talk to you guys next week. Bye, everyone.
Pioneer.